Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So rapper 50 Cent is not at all happy about the New York City program, about $53 million worth of handing out cash cards, basically, to migrants. And he actually sent a message, or gave a message, to the mayor saying he thinks maybe Trump's the answer. He says, somebody please help explain this to me, basically. Because I'm stuck. Maybe Trump is the answer. Folks, I'm telling you, if this is, it's really something to see how things might really be changing in terms of people's attitudes and their, not just their perceptions, but of course, what they think needs to be done next in what's happening in our country vis-a-vis the border issue. It's not going to be solved with the border bill. And we'll get into that here in just a moment, of course, with our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. But once again, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. And don't forget, you can head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, if you have a question or comment for Denise as well. And bottom of the hour, we'll open up the telephone lines for Denise if you have a question or comment for her. So, once again, good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, right before we went to the top of the hour, you know, I was just mentioning about what this border bill evidently will do, and it has something to do with whether or not states or entities, but in this case states, they wouldn't be able to go and challenge anything about the policies or anything in the federal courts, the state federal courts, but they'd have to go to D.C., exclusively to do that.
Yeah, that's what I said yesterday. It takes out what they have done is essentially the Fifth Circuit, which is mostly over the southern states. But it takes them out of the mix. So all immigration lawsuits or challenges go to the D.C. Circuit.
Well, exactly. And, of course, that means that they're not going to get, you know, it just seems like it complete, not just truncates the process, but it sort of railroads the process in so many
ways. Well, it is. The whole bill's a railroad. What they're doing, look, law and order. I'm going to keep saying law and order and law and order. This bill is, it's funding unlawful stuff. It's making illegals legal.
Right.
It legalizes
breaking the
law becomes legal. To the point where also in this bill is $400 million that pays for the lawyers. We get to pay for the lawyers to defend their illegalness.
Yeah, that's not cool.
No.
Yeah, that's a 50 Cent political science word, isn't it? It's not cool. It's not cool at all.
And, right.
But again, you know, and but this sort of chorus that we have of people on the left, or Democrat Party elite and Democrat elected, you know, senators and representatives, they seem to think that we're the ones who are derailing this whole thing. And if just give Joe Biden the power, it'll solve this problem.
Well, speaking of that, now it says that, you know, It does not count. This is a loophole here, because once the border encounters 75% of the numbers, so if the, you know, which is somewhere between 5,000 and 7,500 a day, that the president can shut down the borders. Oh, well, you shut them down. If he can shut them down then, why can't he shut them down now?
Right.
So that says to me he already has the ability to do it.
Well, of course. And he has the ability
there lies where their real argument should be. Yeah. He already has the time to do it.
Well, of course. And this is why it's completely disingenuous to the American people to keep harping on this sort of, well, it's a lie that he's done everything he can. There's nothing else to be done unless you get this passed, which also has the Ukraine funding. And you mentioned, too, it covers Taiwan as well.
Correct. And so, additionally, by the way, it continues to fund sanctuary cities and all the NGOs that are helping illegals be illegal and transport them and house them and feed them and all that other kinds of stuff. And now, we haven't even talked about the free stuff that they get on the other side, but it funds sanctuary cities. $1.4 billion for FEMA grants go to the NGOs that are going to give them shelter, transportation, legal advice, and then $2.3 billion to HHS for what is called refugee entrance and assistance. It's a slush fund.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, well, yeah, again,
they say we can't account for the money going to Ukraine. Well, we can't, in a slush fund, how are you going to account for that kind of money at $2.3 billion?
Well, now this is I don't know if it's maybe a somewhat silly question, but it's maybe an absurd question. And that is, Chuck Schumer keeps telling us, and Biden too, we're going to be fighting Russian troops if we don't pass this bill. Now, my question is, why can't we just tell Vladimir Putin we're not looking to start a war? You know, we're not looking for a wider war.
That works well, doesn't it?
That's right. I mean, why does Iran get a different treatment? You know, suddenly we'll have to go to war with Russia, but with Iran, well, we don't want any problems. So why don't we just say the same thing? I know it just sounds silly, but it shows how inconsistent they really are. They're just trying to scare people into thinking we got to pass this bill.
Well, it is scary, but I will also say that if anybody is necessarily paying attention to what Putin is doing, you know, there could be an Article 5. I'm not dismissing that.
Right. Yeah, there is an eventuality that could happen. Like
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be cavalier about that whole thing. But way before we ever get to an Article 5, there's a whole lot more that the United States and NATO could be doing to solve that kind of problem, but we're not doing that either. I mean,
nope.
When's the last time that Biden, you know, he's diplomacy is back. When's the last time you had a conversation with Vladimir Putin?
Good question. Yeah, with the adults back in the room. All right, Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Tuesday edition, and we shall return.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So we understand that looks like Super Bowl ads this year, from what we know so far, they're going to be avoiding the woke politics. I don't know. They might be onto something about that. They might be onto something if they, just try to advertise the product to the to a wide group of people and not try to have it be at all, pigeonholed into some kind of political thing like that. That might be a good business plan, a good business model. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we race through the overnight here in America. 949-822-7959, that's the number if you'd like to call in. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. You can also head over to my home website, which is kylewarrenshow.com, and if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. But, of course, we've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Well, one of these things that you mentioned earlier about, taking out the Ukraine funding and being standalone. And that's something that they really should be done just across the board on many of these things. But we've also got Joe Biden. The White House is now saying Biden would veto a standalone Israel funding bill. They don't want to have to come out and take a stand on that either.
It kind of says to, I was actually thinking about that the other day. Iron Dome. Israel has to come back to the United States every time they need to replenish the ordnance that goes in the Iron Dome. Now, Israel had two of them. We had one of them. And right directly after October the 7th, we sent them the third one. What? Why? We don't use Iron Dome. So why were we holding back on that to start with?
Good question.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a way to say, we want this, and if you want us to do that, then you have to do this, and then we'll give it to you.
Yeah, then you have to. We're going to tell you how to fight this war, and leave the Palestinians alone, and everything will be good.
Well, you know, well, you mentioned that, and that's, you know, Blinken. You know, all eyes are on Blinken now, and they're hoping that he can do something. Before there's another offensive in Rafah, I believe. But again, here we go with there may be a unilateral recognizing of a Palestinian state. That's not working with Israel on this.
No. But, you know, you want a Palestinian state? Where's it going to be?
Well, it's not going to be in Gaza because the Israelis know that they're going to be in charge of security for that whole area for a very, very, very long time.
Well,
and they can't just say, okay, go back on the other side of the demarcation line here, and then, you know, we'll see you later. They're not going to do that forever.
Wouldn't you like to be in a conversation, because I sure would, a conversation that Netanyahu is having with the United States? I would love to have that conversation in a New York minute. If I was Netanyahu, I was watching something interesting the other night on, I don't know, some kind of documentary on Netanyahu. And it was really, I think it was on Fox Nation, actually. And it was really quite fascinating that I still don't think that Israel is telling the right stories here. Maybe they are in private, but I think they need to do it in public. Again, I go on to say, what country literally has to have bomb shelters and, you know, has all of these phone apps where these sirens go off? What country that every citizen has to be, you know, is automatically conscripted into 2 years of military service or civil service,
right?
You know, in order to defend themselves. And how many conflicts has Israel had to fight since it was born, since inception? You know, they really need to. Yes,
and so I
gotta say, if I was Netanyahu, I would be blowing people like Anthony Blinken right out of the building,
and just refusing, to deal with them at least for Netanyahu.
Yeah, like get out of my face.
Do you think that there's a feeling within the Israeli government overall? I know there's politics involved too in Israel, just like here. But is there a sense of we got to hold on to the next election for the United States, and then maybe we'll get a president next January that's going to be much more, much more stringently pro-Israel?
Well, we hope so. And interestingly enough, we know where Trump stands on all of that because he's proven it. He moved the embassy. So, okay. I mean, that and the Abraham Accords, just those two things. But I haven't heard any of that kind of stuff out of Nikki Haley here recently, as I've seen it. She was very pro-Israel when she was the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. But remember, she was working for the Trump administration.
Right, so she was following policy ultimately. Yeah.
Yes, but I haven't heard much of her out of her on all of this.
Well, but perhaps because, well, she's focused on other things, arguably, but at the same time, maybe she just doesn't want to get embroiled in that controversy yet, or whoever is sort of backing her, what she thinks is necessary to keep this going, at least until Super Tuesday, they don't have the same kinds of sentiments, perhaps.
Well, this next race for her and for Trump is Nevada.
Right.
And that one's kind of interesting because Nevada has a primary and they have a caucus. And so the primary comes first, and then the caucus comes, what, 3 days later? And if you win the primary, which they say that she should do because it's only her name that's on there, there are no delegates. Only the delegates come with the caucus.
Mm-hmm.
And that Trump will win the caucus. So that's all kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
But still, ultimately, though, and it's not trying to be disrespectful in any way, but there is no path for Nikki Haley at this point that we can tell. Unless the other circumstances were to obtain, there'd be some other major development about Donald Trump legally or something like that. But right now, it's very difficult to see how she would be able to pull this out.
Correct.
Right. And so then the questions come up, regardless if she's on board with everything about Donald Trump or Donald Trump on board with everything about Nikki Haley or what have you. The issues of party unity really do become paramount then, you know, because otherwise this is going to be a long uphill slog no matter what, you know, no matter how bad the economy is, et cetera.
Well, you know, they're working pretty hard to address the interest rate now with the Fed. So, I would argue that the Fed left the interest rate here this past week. I would argue that just before the election, general election, they're going to lower it.
Yeah. Well, maybe in May might be the next window for this, but it all depends on inflation, how they see it, you know, how they interpret it. But you're right. I mean, but because just the act of lowering the interest rates would be a real catalyst for voters to say, oh, things must be getting better. Oh, maybe
exactly.
Maybe they're all right. You know, maybe Biden's okay. We're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but in reality, it's not as simple as that.
Precisely. Precisely right. So, I don't know. I mean, there are so many moving parts to all of these things that it's real hard to, you know, form any kind of conclusions here. But I would argue that the left is going to sideswipe the conservatives, the Republicans, going into the general election. Just be prepared for that.
Yes,
they're gonna do something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but.
I think you're right. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be pretty. Well, I'll tell you what. Stay right there, Denise, because we're going to go to the bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, folks, much more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We got Rick in Tampa. He's waiting patiently on the line, and we're going to talk to Rick. He's got a question for Denise on the other side of the break. So stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. Republicans are determined to block the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package. That's according to House Speaker Mike Johnson. He says the legislation aimed at addressing the border catastrophe would be rejected in the House. The proposed law includes revisions to immigration regulations, but critics argue it falls short in curbing illegal entries. The U.S. continues its airstrikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces targeted 4 anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen, preventing them from threatening ships in the Red Sea. King Charles has received a cancer diagnosis, and Buckingham Palace is keeping details about the type and prognosis under wraps. However, they did mention that the 75-year-old monarch commenced regular treatments today. It's worth noting that a benign prostate procedure took place over a week ago. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Is a nation that can be defined in a single word.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through the Tuesday edition of the program. We understand that King Charles in England has now been diagnosed with what they're simply saying is a form of cancer. We understand he's already started some treatments, but this does not have to do, as far as we know, with the benign prostate issue that he was treated for about a week or so ago. But, of course, we want to wish him well, whatever the case may be here with this diagnosis. It does. That's certainly not a not something that anybody ever wants to hear. So we do wish him well. Folks, of course, don't forget to head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, we got Rick in Tampa. He's been holding on the line here throughout the break. Let's see what's on his mind. He might have a question or a comment for you this morning. Good morning, Rick. Good to talk to you again.
Good morning, y'all. How are y'all?
Good morning.
Great.
Well, I have solved a problem that might give Miss Denise a little bit of comfort.
Okay.
You don't like the X, do you? You're going to keep Twitter? I think I heard that.
You did.
Okay. Well, you know, it occurs to me the solution is pretty simple. I believe Mr. Musk is a ZZ Top fan. If you recall, if you recall on their first album, there is a song, and I'm not sure what the title is because I haven't looked it up, but maybe someone will. I heard it on the X. You remember that song?
That was before my time.
That's on the first. He heard it on the X. That's the. I think that title is the song. I heard it on the X. It's their first album. Anyway, Rocky in the background.
Oh, hey, Rocky.
Rocky's a motor. He's a motor mouth. But anyway, Nikki Haley has disappointed me. But, you know, she's still the best choice. If somehow she manages to get through, I will vote for her. But I don't believe she's doing anything but showing her selfishness. But that's something else. I don't know. I've pretty much let it go. I just thought we'd get a grin on Mr. Musk and his music.
I
bet a dollar that I'm right, though. And I'll send him a dollar if he wants to tell me that I'm wrong.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Is this it?
Y'all have a great day.
Hey, Rick, is this it? I think that might be it. ZZ Top, heard it on the X. Yeah. He went very fast service on this program.
Good, that's great.
So I tell you what, we will reserve this one for one of our weather report songs.
There you go.
Yeah, that's exactly what we'll do. So, but thanks for the suggestion, because we're always looking for requests and great suggestions. But Rick in Tampa, we appreciate your call. Take care. All right, Rick in Tampa, everybody. That is how cool is that? Well, Denise, and we got a great song suggestion out of it as well. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, we got another line lighting up here right now. We're going from Rick in Tampa. We're going to head over to Tony in Tampa. Good morning, Tony in Tampa. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning. Good morning, Kyle and Denise. Denise, you said something to the effect that the Democrats are going to pull something during the general election. But
yes.
you're not sure what it is. Is that kind of correct?
Right. I mean, we're going to be sideswiped by something, and I don't know what it is.
Right. Well, I've got to tell you what they're going to pull. They're going to pull what they usually pull. They're going to lie, cheat, and steal with the help of the media.
Yes. Yes, but how they do it is the big question. Because remember, you got Mary McCord and you got Mark Elias out there, and those are two very dangerous people. And I know that they're plotting and scheming, so... Those are the two that scare me.
Oh, yeah, I think we might have lost Tony there real quick. Looks like he dropped off. But, that's very interesting what you're talking about.
Let me say this, by the way. Just getting a confirmation that Toby Keith has died.
I was just seeing that myself, and while you were talking with Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was 62 years old.
62.
Yeah.
And yikes.
There was a battle with stomach cancer. It's a 3-year battle he had. And it's, how sad is this? This is really just very, very sad news.
Awful.
Yeah, very talented individual. And, so that just now started to come over, right, Denise? We just now saw this.
Yes.
Yes, very sad indeed. Again, once again, folks, 949-822-7959 if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon this morning. And, of course, we've been talking a lot of politics, but it's all kind of interspersed, you know, because when it comes to what's happening at the border, what's happening in Israel, what's happening in Ukraine, the Biden administration seems to be wholly, sold out for the political aspect of these things. And I think the American people, even if... they may not even, quote unquote, like Trump, right? But they like his leadership. And that's what's lacking here with the Biden administration.
I think here at this point, if I were Trump or, really any of the conservatives because of what the Biden administration is doing, I believe I would do a kind of a Potemkin village kind of debate. And I would put a cutout of Biden at one side of the debate stage. And, the answers to any questions, any debate questions, would be things that he has said that are ridiculous. which also includes the fact that he said yesterday in Las Vegas that he recently spoke with François Mitterrand of Germany.
Yep, yep.
Well, first of all, he wasn't from Germany, he was from France. And secondly, the guy's been dead, what, 25 years?
Yeah, 1996. And he just kind of kept going. And in fact, you know what, remember the question was, because he says, I said, you know, America's back. And then he kind of, you know, foundered for a second, looking, you know, searching his thoughts. He says, well, then they asked me, well, how long are you back for? I don't think that would be the response to saying, America's back, you know. It just.
But if you take all of those moments, what do you play? What is it you say? We believe in truth, not facts, or facts, not truth.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, we there's truth over facts.
You know the thing, and you know he was a truck driver, and he was raised in this church, and that you know, I think those. Just to accumulate all of those right now would fill up an entire 2 hours, I would think, on a debate stage, and I think it would be very important to do that. But
well, I think you're right, and it would be very telling. And although even Joe Biden was asked, you know, Donald Trump says he wants to debate you immediately, and he comes out and says, well, I would want to debate me too, but he's got nothing else to do. You know, it's like, he's just kind of out to lunch on stuff.
It's way beyond that, but yes.
Very far. Very far out to lunch. And, but yeah, the whole thing is shaping up now. And this again, and we got Nikki Haley, at least she says, up until Super Tuesday. But after that, it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, where all this goes. It turns into a general election very, very quickly, if not already, de facto, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. You know, Nikki Haley, I'll give her this. She's very articulate. She has thought some things out. You know, she's applied some critical thinking to some issues, and I'll give her that. You know, a lot of what she says is a good thing. And so if you were to, I guess, you know, look at her in totality, you know, she has the appeal in some form or fashion, but, you have to look at what's not there. And, you know, I'm not the biggest Trump fan, because I don't think that, you know, he did all that he could have done. But there's reasons for that, too. I mean, the man was being sued six ways from Sunday, you know, every week.
Right.
And he had to deal with COVID. But the fact that he's a businessman and he approached most of the issues, including foreign policy, with a business mindset, I think was a good thing.
I think you're right. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody, stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are, it's only getting better. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, folks. And we are continuing to rock through and race through this Tuesday edition of the program. And don't forget, folks, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your comment very much. Yeah, you never know what we're going to get. But I'll tell you what, folks, we've got Watchdog, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. And you can also hear Chris on our home station of AM 860, The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings, 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons, again, on AM 860, The Answer. And once again, let's not waste any more time. Let's head over to the telephone line and pick up our good friend, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, one of the things that I saw earlier today, and I made a note to ask you about, and that is that according to one report that I saw, business bankruptcies in 2023 went up by 58%. Now, I know that one I wanted to ask you was, is this indicative of what's happening in the economy, or is this a lot of this having to do with mismanagement or other business issues that aren't just related to supply or inflation?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, answer is, you know, D, all the above. I mean, I think that there's probably, you know, a little bit of all that, you know, depends on the business. I think all of those things, you know, can play a factor. Business is going under, particularly, you know, you talk about higher interest rates and the fact that certain businesses eating capital intensive and capital became more expensive, making them no longer sustainable. And it's that before, you know, certain, you know, startups and whatnot, you know, the kind of pie in the sky type, you know, things that, you know, once, you know, the numbers don't add up anymore, they don't add up. And that's, you know, all of those things can play a part.
Well, indeed. But of course, it's always sad, you know, businesses get started up and certainly small businesses, it's sad to see when they fail. But as you're talking about, sometimes it just doesn't add up. Well, one of the other things, too, that I saw earlier, and I thought about you in particular, was that car companies like GM, for example, they're starting to really rethink their EV strategy, their policy, whether or not they're just going to be all EVs. In fact, what they're doing is they're now really seriously looking at seeing if they can switch to really favoring the hybrids, which I know is a much better avenue to go on that transition road eventually to EVs.
Well, that's, you know, that's the route that I think these auto companies would have started to take naturally. And actually they did. You know, that wasn't not so much a plug-in hybrids, but we first started seeing the hybrids when gasoline prices first started getting a little bit parabolic, going back to the Bush administration. And, you know, that they, you know, you had the Prius, you know, come around and, you know, become a bit of a popular car. That was, a, you know, different type of hybrid. But, you know, the ones they have now, the plug-in hybrids, are obviously a lot, they make a hell of a lot more sense to people that, you know, actually are not going to be just driving around the neighborhood all day long. So, again, you know, these auto companies, you know, obviously their hand gets forced to some degree by the government. Also various different tax credits they thought that they jump on. But, you know, they thought, or I don't know who thought, that it was maybe a great idea that, you know, rich people were going to end up, you know, making this EV you know, transition, you know, sustainable. And, you know, when you start rolling out electric Hummers, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose to some degree? Or you know, massive trucks that are electric. It just doesn't make any sense. It's kind of silly if you actually think about it. And, you know, the numbers don't add up anymore. And they're cutting production on all of these cars. And then another, you know, expensive EV, Polestar, that, you know, their sugar daddy cut them off. Volvo's like, that's it, no more money. And they're not gonna continue to, you know, throw any more money at this. Cause it's, again, the numbers just, they're not there. You know, this is a type of a car that needs to come down in price, you know, where it's, you know, attainable for everybody. I mean, cars have become very, very expensive in and themselves. A lot of that also has to do because of, you know, they have to, you know, run a business and try to make money on their entire fleet of cars. But, you know, if you're going to start, you know, mass producing an EV, you know, maybe for around the neighborhood, that I would say, you know, in the $15,000 to $25,000 range, I mean, I think that's something that people might, you know, be attracted to, saying, hey, you know what, I'll have this car to go around my neighborhood and do groceries and all of this. But, you know, to have, I mean, an electric Hummer, well, honestly, what is the point behind that?
And also the infrastructure, you know, part of what the GM CEO was talking about, well, as the infrastructure gets better, basically, but that's in and of itself is a Herculean task that is very difficult to surmount here.
Well, it's impossible. Unless you're living in an area, and maybe, you know, if you think about a big city, I mean, Los Angeles is more of a city that has, you know, people in houses. But how do you do that in New York, where, you know, the majority of the cars are in garages? And you're going to have to wire every single spot in a garage, not to mention the fact that these garages weren't designed to hold the type of weight that EVs have because they're heavier than other cars. And what about the cars that are on the street? You're going to wire every parking meter with electricity so people can charge these things overnight? I don't get it. How are you going to do that? You're going to dig up all the streets of Manhattan? It's impossible.
Yeah, and this, I'm just saying this for, to be a little bit silly, but there has to be some sort of alien power drive that, you know, we can adapt to put in these cars that just runs for like 100 years or something. I mean, because what you're describing is completely out of the question. It's just not going to happen that way.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I mean, we're not that difficult to think this through. Again, you make this, you know, these types of cars, you make them a niche vehicle, they make sense. And listen, you know, I go to Europe often, and, you know, their fuel's always been a hell of a lot more expensive than ours over there. And, you know, there's certain places, let's say you go to certain countries where their streets and their infrastructure is a lot. It's ancient. It's old and they're narrow and you have to have a smaller car to get around. And, you know, that's what people buy because that's where they are. You're not seeing Ford F-150s driving up the streets of Florence, Italy. It's just not going to happen. You know, I mean, you kind of have to deal with the terrain for crying out loud.
Indeed. No, you make a great point and it makes me laugh. I love that. Also, in the time we have left here, the Super Bowl ads, they're evidently this year, they're going to be avoiding the woke politics. How long did it take for them to sort of get that message, Chris?
I don't know if, you know, what was the nail. Probably the Bud Light thing was probably a bit of the nail in that coffin. And again, you know, I think, you know, people are getting kind of just sick and tired of being lectured to with nonsense. Again, you know, we're kind of cowards here in this country for a period of time. Because everybody's afraid that they're going to be canceled or somebody's going to say something about them, which is kind of sad. You know, we've gotten to that point. You know, we kind of listen to the powers that be. And again, you know, we understand the power of government and the sway that they have just based upon how stupid this entire nation was in agreeing with all these stupid COVID policies under Fauci and you know, the you know, during the Trump administration and the Biden administration at the beginning, how ridiculous they were. Oh yeah, everybody just stay 6 feet, you know, 6 feet apart, and that, you know, social distance, stupidity. But again, you know, that's, we have a nation, unfortunately, where I'm going to go up to one of my favorite comedians of all time to go after, you know, cite, you know, George Carlin, who did a big skit about this, but he was also taken from Mencken. He was also taken from, in this skit, he was taken from, Rockefeller as well. And basically, is just, you know, we teach people just to be smart enough just to be, complacent workers. We don't teach people to be critical thinkers and to question everything. And, you know, I would suggest you do that with your kids. Yeah, question authority, question everything, and be a critical thinker. We don't have that. You know, people are like, oh, well, you know, they're telling us to do it. We better do it. No, I mean, come on, use your head a little bit. You know, these people are perpetually wrong. That's just the same thing that gets us into this is ridiculous war after war after war here in this country.
You know, you make a great point about that. And the critical thinking, see, that's also what's missing, I hate to say, in education these days as well. It's much more ideology and sort of groupthink. And if you're standing out, you're the spurious outlier, well, then you get in all kinds of trouble. But Chris Markowski,
Kyle, I agree with Kyle. It's a bit of a cop-out. Parents have got to teach that. Can't rely on the schools for that.
Oh, no, I completely agree. I completely agree. Well, Chris Markowski, we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir. Have a great afternoon and morning and day and night and everything. Take care.
You got to have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We are coming right back.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.